this is how the left orchestrates these political hits and how the mainstream media comes into it. So I was talking on a radio show, which, by the way, Tammy Baldwin will never do radio, doesn't get interviewed. And I was talking, and they were talking about election integrity. And I mentioned, you know, all the different problems in the 2020 election, Zuckerbucks, curing of ballots, vote harvesting in public places. And I said, you know, the investigation that was done by a sheriff in Racine, where you had adult children going into the nursing home where their parents were, you know, passing on and saying, who voted for my parents? They're totally incapable. They either have dementia or at their very end stage of their life, they're not capable of voting. So who's voting for them? And so the sheriff did a whole investigation. And I was talking about that, you know, addressing the fact that these elderly people were being taken advantage of, and you had 100% of voting in nursing homes where a large percentage of those people are not in the mental capacity to do that. So somehow then the left had these phony news organizations around the state, one's called the Heartland Signal, one something called Up North. They're not real news organizations. They're just sham news organizations that act like it, created by leftist organizations. So they run a story, clip out a few words of a whole explanation, and then create the story, then push it like it's a real story to the mainstream media. And either the mainstream media is too dang lazy to do the job and vet it,
yes,
or they're just tools of the left. And then they create the headline. And why are they doing this? So then Tammy Baldwin and her allies can say, oh, Eric Huffey stated this, and then that he doesn't want elderly to vote, and put it in a television ad. And I can guarantee you're going to see some kind of television ad citing these news stories trying to say that. I think elderly should absolutely vote. It's a crock of you know what. That's how these political hit jobs work.